This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello and welcome to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Tara Nolan from Nolan Financial. If you're new to the show, welcome. And I just want to say this is a show about education and information. So if you do have a question, feel free to give Chris and I a call at 719-210-4242. And definitely check out our website at www.nolanfinancialpartners.com. While you're there, you can click on the radio page and then you can go and check out all the past shows because we record all these shows and they cover educational topics from Medicare to IRAs to simples to almost anything that could happen when it comes to money. So you can check out what show appeals to your burning question. And also you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us with questions or set up a virtual face-to-face meeting. And again, welcome to today's show. We're going to be talking about, do you actually know what a financial time horizon is? And it's going to be kind of an interesting thing and a definitely something you need to add to your bag of tricks when it comes to thinking about your money. But before I jump in and talk about that, I wanted to say hello to my amazing co-host, Tony Shore. Tony, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good, Tara. I've had a great week and I'm enjoying the outdoors, a bit of good weather, getting out, getting some things done. Otherwise, I'm just working, getting stuff done here in the studio. It's fun. I like this time of year. Obviously, spring and summer is great. And I know you love it, too. You get out. You're able to be out with your horses a little bit more right now, correct?
It's getting that way, but it's just, this is one of those years, Tony, where I think I am booked up to the max. Do you ever have that situation where you agree to something when you're up in the middle of the day and then when the time arrives, you're like, who scheduled me for this?
Yeah. Tara, you do it to yourself.
I know.
Right.
Hard to get good help.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Isn't it? But yeah, we do it to ourselves and I'm the same way. It's crazy. It's been really crazy. And I've been working from home all this week. Haven't went into the offices to the studio there because I've had so much going on here. So it's crazy. I know you and I are both busy, but I always feel better about myself after we talk. Every week when we do the show, I always feel better about my own schedule after I hear yours. Because I'm like, well, at least I don't have Tara's schedule. At least I'm not that busy. But I know you have Chris there who's also meeting with people. And you and Chris really stay busy. And I know you're helping a lot of people right now during all this craziness, you know, and we've talked about it. Market volatility. I've just been entertaining myself every week, every day. This week, I always pull up CNBC.com or the Wall Street Journal and look at the headlines. It's just like crazy. The financial world is crazy. You know, inflation, rising interest rates, market volatility. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria, right?
Well, you know, Tony, it is crazy, but what makes me feel better is when you look back historically, I mean, these things happen. It's kind of almost like a long roller coaster or a cycle. So I like to look at it while it's less pleasant than we would like. We don't need to get scared about it. We just need to understand it and make good choices.
Yeah. Exactly. Make good choices. And you've said that time and time again, and get the help you seek professional help when it comes to finances and you'll be fine. So you said we're going to talk about time horizons today. And of course, my mind, I'm a sci-fi fan. So I think, ooh, an event horizon, a time horizon. But we're talking about a financial time horizon. So this should be good. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I really like this, Tony, because I was reading an article and because we always talk about when you're doing investing, you know, what's your time horizon? Because basically making sure that you have enough time to put your money to work, because it's one of those things where you talk about fees and investing is if you're going to pay a fee, you want to make sure there's enough time for your money to get to work. Because if you pay a fee and then you take your money out right away, a lot of times you've ended up paying a fee, but it hasn't put your money to work for you. So yeah. I like this definition, and I think this was pulled actually from Investopedia, and it says, quote, an investment time horizon, or just time horizon is how you'll see it written a lot. It's that period of time one expects to hold an investment until they need the money back. Mm. And so I think it's really important for people to key in on that, because and that's one of those things that makes money a little challenging, is if you had that crystal ball, you would know exactly when you're going to need that money back.
That's true.
So that's why it's so important when we're doing an investment strategy, you look at it holistically. So you create a balance. And so you make sure that you don't put all of your money into an investment that you may need back. So you want to make sure that you have some of that emergency money and some of that liquid money, so that the money that you do put away on that longer time horizon to work for you, you can leave it there and not touch it and let it work for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes perfect sense. Obviously, people build those time horizons around goals, though, right? I mean, you set a goal and then you look at what your time horizon is to reach that goal. Is that how it works?
Yeah. And let's give some examples. For me, I know it's always helpful to have an example. So let's just say you want to save enough money for that down payment for your first home within the next few years. That would be a short term horizon. Now, let's say you have a new baby and you want to start saving for their college education. That's going to be a medium term horizon, because it's going to be about 18 years. Now, let's say you're pretty early on in your career and you're starting to save that 401k for when you're 60, 65, 70. That's what we call the long term horizon.
Right.
So I love that, Tony. You're absolutely right. Is think about it's just like your short, medium and long term goals. You could almost line that up, and that's your time horizons.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting. And so obviously, when you need the money sooner, that's the short term, but like saving for retirement for a lot of folks, that's a long-term, time horizon. But if you're closer to retirement, then it gets trickier, right? As you get closer to retirement, because your time horizon is shrinking and shrinking.
Well, and this goes back to where, if you're listening to the show, visualize that XY graph with the, you know, the squiggly picture that you always see the market, that it's kind of generally going up, but there's lots of ups and downs as it goes. And so with investing, the idea is if you have a long time horizon, like you're in your 30s waiting on your retirement, you can weather those ups and downs, because, I mean, we're all good with the ups. So I got that.
Sure.
But the downs are going to be okay, because you're going to have time to recover. So on a long time horizon, you know, you can have a more aggressive strategy, because the ups and downs are not going to be a big deal. Where it becomes something you need to think about for you people out there listening is if you have a short horizon, especially if you're getting very close to retirement, you're going to start living on that money, then you're going to want to think about what kind of an investment you have, because when you're going to be pulling money out of the market, you don't want to pull money out of the market when the market's down. That's your goal.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So, exactly.
So what about a short, what kind of investments are we talking about when we talk about a short-term horizon?
Well, a short-term horizon is that situation in your financial model where you're getting ready to actually have to start pulling money out of your nest egg. Yep. Or a short-term investment could be, hey, I'm trying to get to that 20% down from my new house. I know I'm going to need $55,600. So you don't want to risk, you know, having in the market and having that money drop down. So all of a sudden you had 55,000 and now you're back down to 30. You don't want that. Mm-hmm. So short-term horizon is usually 5 years or less, when you have something that you know how much money you need and you know exactly when you're going to need it. That's where you want to be a little more conservative.
Yeah. Yeah. And I assume the type of investments you want for short-term would be like savings accounts, things like that.
Yeah, the things, like I call it safe money. So stuffing it under your mattress is the extreme example, burying it in your backyard. But sure, something like a CD at a bank, you know, a bank can give you a CD that's going to give you a guaranteed 3 to 5 years. A bank account, you're not going to earn a lot, but you're not going to lose it. You can do some things with permanent insurance. Basically, Tony, places where you can put the money that you step one is, you know, you're not going to lose anything. And then step two, you know, you have access to it. And then step three, ideally, you're also going to earn a little bit of return.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's great. So what are some of the options that we're talking about for a medium term investment? What kind of investments are we looking at there?
Yeah. So when you're thinking medium investment, this is where you want to start thinking like saving for college, maybe a wedding. And realistically, Tony, for most people, it's that first home when you're kind of right out of the gate. It's going to take you a little while to get that down money. And so, you know, medium term investments, you know, just like the word medium says, it's you want to kind of find something between that high and low risk, because if you're looking like 3 to 10 years, if you just put it into a savings account, you're earning next to nothing. So that's going to take a long time for that money to do anything. And
right. And you're not going to keep up with inflation at that rate.
Right. And when you read my book, Tony, Money Moves, I like to talk about it, that the ideal place is to get your money, give your money a job and have your money working for you, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're looking out probably like 10 years, that's going to give you time where you can try to do something with a little more risk involved in it so that you're going to earn a little more return on that investment. Or maybe something that's, it's kind of the two trade-offs, Tony, is either you get something that's more risky or you get something that's locked up and has a time limit on it. Because sometimes you'll get a better return on your money if you sign a contract. So you're going to leave the money alone for a set amount of years.
Yeah.
So
yeah, for 5, 8, or 10 years, you're not going to touch it. And then they'll guarantee you a certain return if you don't touch that money during that time period.
Right. So the exchange for letting people use your money for their investments is that then you'll get a guaranteed rate of return. So with that medium term, because you have more time to play with, you have a little more bargaining position to say, hey, I need a little bit better return than 0.01 or 0.1.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So we've talked about short term and medium term. What are some options for long term investments? I'm going to guess stocks and mutual funds, stuff like that.
Yeah, things in the market typically is the longer term period, because I mean, that's what most people have access to. I mean, Tony, there's other things that are a little more risky. Like if you want to become a more sophisticated investor doing something with real estate or investing in businesses. But Tony, that's a whole other learning curve. And so I don't recommend that for people that are not very savvy or willing to take the time to really learn how that works. Because, you know, here's the thing, Tony, if you put your money into something you don't understand, it's going to be risky.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It is. And, you know, I mean, we've seen it with cryptocurrency, the headlines this week, even the quote unquote safest option in that has tanked. And so obviously, there are really high risk things out there like cryptocurrency and like certain stocks. You want to be careful about your risk level, and everybody's risk tolerance is different, right?
In risk tolerance, again, I think it's a faulty question. I think the question really should be, how much money are you willing and or able to lose? Because everybody is good with the upside of risk. You're going to give me a bunch of money. I won the lottery. Awesome. Sign me up. The real question is how much money can you lose and can you afford to lose? And I like to think of it in simple terms, like when I'm talking with young investors, if they're single and they have a good job, they can be pretty risky, because at the end of the day, if they lose, you know, $20,000, $30,000, it kind of sucks, but they'll be okay because they have a job. Now, the equation starts to shift when now you're married and you have a partner, and then it will shift again when you have a kid. So that question, you may still personally feel like, well, I can accept a lot of risk, but the equation shifts as your life gets more complicated.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So let's take a moment, though, now, Tara. Let's take a quick break to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and Chris to set up that complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation, and how they can get a copy of your book, Money Moves.
Sure, Tony. So for people who are listening to this, and it would be a very normal thing to go, I don't know where I am in my time horizon, and I don't know how much risk I want to take. Mm-hmm. Give Chris and I a call to set up a complimentary discovery call at 719-210-4242. It's 719-210-4242. And when you come to the office, let us just know when you schedule the appointment that you've heard us on the radio show, and we'll make sure that we have a copy of the book Money Moves, because I really feel like one of the first things you do to mitigate risk and have less feeling of risk in your plan is when you understand things. And Money Moves is a great book that kind of walks you through a lot of case studies and planning. And how do you go, here's what I want to do in my life, and here's the reality in my life. How do I create a money management plan that lines up with me and my values? And that's right. What it's all about. So Tony, that number is 719-210-4242. And when you call the office, just let us know that you'd like a copy of the book, and we'll make sure we have one for you.
Excellent. Here it is. Money Moves. Look at that. I like to just hold it over my face so you don't have to look at me. You can look at this cool cover.
It's a super cool cover.
Look at the picture of you right here. There you go. Yeah, I love that. I love that. But what's inside is even better. And there's all sorts of cool charts and graphs. And it's funny because you're always talking. It's things we talk about on the show, but you go into detail and you tell a lot of great stories. I mean, you've had amazing experiences, Tara. I love this book. And I just pick it up and I'll read a chapter. I'm like, oh, I want to read that chapter again. And I need to remind myself about that, about finances, especially in this day and age with everything we're dealing with finances. So to get a copy of the book, just pick up the phone and give Tara and Chris a call. Tell them you want a copy of the book. And you can also set up a consultation and get a plan in place. If they want a financial plan, it's always best, especially in times like this, to be working with a financial services professional like you and Chris, you guys are going to look out for our listeners' best interests and help them make decisions that aren't emotional decisions or mistakes that could cost them and cost them down the road or cost them in retirement. That's huge. Now, today we've been talking about time horizons, and we always talk about everybody has a different time horizon. Everybody's situation is different. But our conversation has really helped break this down for me. We talked about, short, medium, and long time horizons. What did you want to talk about next? Where do you want to go with this, Tara?
Well, no, I wanted to dive into risk a little more, because I just think risk is okay. It's a tough question, because I mean, it's really hard for someone when someone asks you, well, how much risk can you take? You're just like, I don't know, because you're good with the upside, and it's just really... It's a hard reality when you lose, and then that's when it becomes really relevant. You're like, oh, I guess I didn't want that much risk.
I like the way you put it, Tara, because most people, when they think about, okay, what's your risk level as far as investments, most people say, oh yeah, I want a lot of growth, so I'm okay with the risk, because they're just looking at the growth side of it. But that's not the side they should look at, because that's bonus. That's great. But what they need to be looking at is how much, like you say, how much am I willing to lose? That's the question, right?
And Tony, I have a great client story I can share with that. Is I have a client who I really feel like she should be in a fixed annuity, because she has all of her money in the market, and she says, well, I want 10% growth, and the market historically gives 10% growth, which is true. But that's over a long period of time. But on any given day, especially like now, the market's up and down, and she's very uncomfortable. And when the market drops, she calls and she wants to know what's happening. And it's really just for her, I'm like, I really feel like you would be better off to have maybe not hitting 10%, but a guaranteed amount, so that no matter what you heard about the Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning, you wouldn't care, because you know you're going to get your guaranteed amount. And so... With her, though, because she wants to be in the market, this conversation is really important, because if you're going to be in the market, even though it's terrifying for you, you just have to understand the kinds of risk. And the first one that we're all experiencing right now is inflationary risk. And, you know, gas prices, food prices, it seems like the cost of everything is going up. And this is one of those reasons why it's not okay to just stuff all your money underneath your mattress.
Right.
Because you're going to be losing money because of inflation.
Yeah, especially now, inflation's been continuing to rise. It's over 8%. And when you've got over 8% inflation and your money isn't earning anything, you're losing 8%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so with the thing, this and the question is okay, inflation's happening. It's here. So what do we do? And so one of the things you start looking at is, you know, where do you want your money so that you're going to still have some rate of return, but you don't want to have those huge drops in your market. And that's where we start looking at just different conservative types of investments, you know, bond funds. There's a thing that you can look at called TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. And so those are things you can look at discussing. But again, nothing is risk-free. And that's the hard thing to get across is conventional and conservative doesn't mean risk-free. It means that there's less risk, but it doesn't mean that it's safe. Mm. And I think people get that confused, like low risk and safe. They're not exactly the same thing.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They do. They really do. Low risk and safe aren't the same thing because there's still a chance you could lose your money in low risk, right? There's still risk.
There is. And then that's the thing when we talk about like with TIPS or with bonds is because of inflation, bonds, you know, typically they're safer and have more of a guaranteed return. But what happens with inflation is you may still be getting the return that you were guaranteed, but because of inflation, that margin that you were promised is just not as much actual real money.
Yeah, that's true. That is really true. And I have a sound effect for that.
That's inflation for you.
yeah. We have a few of those for today's show when we're talking about inflation. But, you know, I mean, obviously technology, society, our economy, they change constantly. So, obviously, diversification is the way to go. And I know you make sure your clients have a balance, right? Not only within their stock portfolio, you want to be diversified, but overall, you don't want all your money in stocks. You want to make sure you've got some diversification with some, you know, some in savings, some emergency fund that's liquid. You want to make sure that you have some interest-bearing assets that aren't exposed to that risk. It's interesting. And, it's the title of your book, Money Moves, and it moves all over the place. But it depends on where you need it to be and where it's going to work the best for you. And you got to put your money to work for you, right? That's the key. What is your money doing for you today? And how are you going to meet your basic needs? And then what are you going to have for savings or emergency? And then what are you going to have for the future, right? You got your different buckets.
Exactly. And that's where changing where your money lives. You want different money lives in different places because it has a different job for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've talked a lot about risk and market risk in the future, but it always seems to come up because when people say, oh, market risk, I like the upside. It's like, let's instead of saying risk, say, how much are you willing to lose from this bucket of money? Right. And right. How can our listeners figure out where their money's at and how much risk they have? I know you and Chris can run a report and you can get a copy of your book, Money Moves, that will really help them with this. How do our listeners do that, Tara?
So, Tony, if you're listening to today's show and you really want to sit down and take a good look at what you're doing with your money, where your money lives, if you set up that complimentary discovery call and meet with Chris and I, we will definitely share a copy of our book. You can also go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble's and get a copy of Money Moves, and you can get an electronic copy, a hard copy. The audio version is coming forthwith, and start understanding the kinds of questions that you need to be asking. Because Tony, if you're listening to today's show and you don't know where your money is and you don't know how it's working for you, this is something that you should have a handle on. Good, bad, or ugly, you just want to know.
Right. Exactly. And that's huge. What's that phone number one more time that they can call to get a copy of the book?
Sure, Tony. The number is 719-210-4242. It's 719-210-4242. And you can also go to the website www.nolanfinancialpartners.com/moneymoves.
All right. Sounds good. Now, we've been talking about short-term, medium-term, and long-term financial horizons, and then a little bit about risk. What about, and in our last segment there, we ended by talking about, you know, where is your money at and how to make it work for you. Sometimes an even more important question than how much you have or where it's at is when you need it. The timing, and we're talking about time horizons. So the timing of your investments, it's more about when than how much a lot of times, isn't it?
It absolutely is, because, and that's the thing that's kind of a moving target and why you really want to create a plan that's unique for you, because retirement is different for everybody. And sure. And we were having this conversation yesterday, Tony, actually, is there's kind of almost a shift that at some level, a lot of people actually are never really going to retire, but they're going to shift. And it's almost like meeting the threshold of their first goal is, okay, I've created enough food, clothing, and shelter money that I'm going to be okay. So, you know, I'm going to be able to pay my mortgage and have a car to drive and all that good stuff. And once I've achieved that goal, then I can open up my world to be more creative and do a job that's really of interest to me and is fulfilling. So it's not necessarily work anymore. It's just this thing that I do.
Sure.
And so it really depends. So for some people, they're going to hit that first target, you know, in their late 40s, 50s, versus, you know, people who are working a more typical W-2 job and looking at working till they're 60, 65 and then getting that pension. So it really is a very big, it depends kind of question about
sure.
What are you doing for your life and how are you going to organize? Where is that time horizon for you and when you need to have this much money to cover your basics?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And I think that's huge. And you have to look at when you need the money, when are you pulling it out? And certain accounts, it can make a big difference and cost you your savings if you pull the money out of the wrong accounts at the wrong time. And so really, it's about where your goals are. And that's why you need to have the short-term time horizon, the medium-term, and the long-term, because you don't want to be pulling money out of those long-term investments early, and then you're going to lose a lot of money, right?
That's, yeah, exactly. Exactly the thing, Tony. And that's why I like people to understand how they get paid, how they get charged for things, because there's no good or bad, but it's the problem is if you don't understand and you have money and you pull it out too soon and then you end up paying penalties or things because you didn't understand what was going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? We're out of time for today's show, Tara. It just flew by. One more time, quick, before we go, what's the website and the phone number to get a copy of your book or set up that consultation?
Sure, Tony. The website is www.nolanfinancialpartners.com/moneymoves. And the number is 719-210-4242. That's 719-210-4242. And let Chris know that you want to set up that complimentary discovery call.
All right. Sounds great, Tara. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Tara Nolan.
Take care, and we'll talk with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com. Tara Nolan and Tara Nolan Advisory Services are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.